You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, morning.
I thought you'd be on your way to church by now.
Oh, I've got a few minutes to spare. Dan sent another email and I wanted to reply straight away. There's fresh coffee on the side.
Oh, thanks. So, what's the latest from the front line?
He's really looking forward to coming home on Friday.
I bet he is, especially after all those early mornings. What time do they make them get up again?
5:20.
Oh, I suppose some boys his age are still partying at that hour.
Apparently he's had his first feedback session.
And?
He's been told he's doing well and to keep it up.
Good lad.
Sounds like it's been non-stop. Drill, drill and more drill.
Well, at least when he comes home he'll get a break from the ironing.
He says he's settling into the Sandhurst routine. Although I suppose we won't really know until we see him.
Well, I reckon he's doing just fine. Do you want a lift?
Oh, no thanks. Aren't you having any breakfast?
No, I want to get out nice and early. I need to get organised for the single wicket next weekend.
Oh, right.
I said I'd meet Neil to discuss the condition of the pitch before he starts bell ringing. And then I'm going over to see Dad, and we're revamping the results board.
I wonder if Dan will want to take part.
I've already put his name down.
I'll mention it. I was thinking I might make a special dinner on Friday. What?
David wants me to take a look at the sheep.
Well, nothing serious. He didn't say anything last week.
Some of them have been scratching. I'll pop in before I go to Greenacres.
I was just saying, it might be nice for Dan if I cook something special for us all on Friday. We could have a family evening.
I won't be here, remember? There's that conference in London about DEFRA's TB strategy.
You won't be there all night.
Well, actually, a few of us have planned to do some networking afterwards.
I see.
Well, I'll have plenty of time to spend with him over the weekend.
Okay. Well, have a good day.
You too.
I found the display boards.
Oh, where were they?
They were stacked up at the back of the machinery shed.
And how are the sheep?
They're looking pretty listless. Alistair's on his way.
Oh, that's a relief. Let's have a look at the boards then.
Well, they've picked up a few cobwebs since last year, but they're not in bad condition. We worked so hard that year. The whole family. It was a sterling effort.
It will be again this year.
The stakes are slightly higher.
David.
I know I keep saying it, but this could be our last open farm Sunday, if Route B goes ahead.
It won't. I know it won't. We've got to fight. Make the planners realise what they're doing.
I guess so.
Next Sunday's a chance to remind local people about the kind of work we do. Show them how passionate and committed we are as a family and as a farm.
I know.
Now, I think these could do with some updating.
Well, Josh is digging out some info about block carving. And Ben's been scouring the internet for photos of tractors through the years.
And I'll stick something up about 2014 being the year of family farming.
Okay. How's the leaflet coming on?
Almost finished. I'll show you later. Josh and Ben are taking a load into school to spread the word.
Oh, great.
Hello?
Ah, Alistair.
Oh, Jill said you'd be in here. She insisted on giving me a rather large slice of lemon drizzle cake.
Nice.
Looks as though she's opening a cake shop in your kitchen.
She started baking for next Sunday to raise money for the Borsetshire Farm Helpline. You know how carried away she gets with a mixing bowl.
So, shall we go and take a look at the sheep?
Oh, Auntie Peggy, those smell wonderful.
Hello, Shula. Yes, there's nothing nicer than fresh flowers.
I agree.
Jill's been telling me all about Dan. I had no idea Sandhurst was quite so gruelling.
Yes. I'm hoping there'll be some let-up further down the line.
How long has he been gone now?
5 weeks. He'll be home on Friday for the weekend.
You must be very proud.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Lillian.
Oh, you okay, Mum? You look a bit pale.
I'm rather shocked to see you at church. Did you come for the sermon?
Goodness, no. I came to find you.
Ah, somebody's in a hurry to get away.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean.
Charles Asnavore.
What?
That's why Clary's rushing off. Eddie's taking her to see a concert tonight in London. Apparently they're making a day of it.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, lucky Clary.
Oh, I want to speak to Alan. Will you excuse me?
So, why did you come to find me?
Well, I know Jennifer asked you out for lunch.
And I declined.
Well, I thought you might like to come over to the Dutton House. Spend a few hours with Matt and me.
No, thank you, dear. I'm quite happy to go home.
We know what day it is, Mum.
I see.
It's 5 months now.
That's right.
Well, Jenny and I, we don't want you to be alone.
It's very kind of you, Lillian, and I do appreciate it. But I'm fine, really. I bought these, you see.
They're pretty.
I was going to put them on Jack's grave.
Well, then I'll come with you.
Well?
I'm almost sure you're right. Sheep scab.
Oh, no.
I need to look at the samples under a microscope when I get back to the surgery, though.
Will Sue's sheep have brought it in?
Very likely.
But we kept both flocks apart.
We were very careful.
Well, the mites could have survived on fence posts or bushes. Anyway, it's here, and your sheep have got it.
So, are we looking at an OP dip?
Not necessarily. I can do it with injectables, if you like.
How soon?
Thursday any good?
It's fine by me. Oh, no. Actually, I've got the save meeting in the morning, and it might run on. Have you got any other time this week?
I should be able to do Wednesday, as long as you're able to give me a hand with the flock.
Yeah, of course.
OK, we'll pencil you in, wait to hear.
I'll ring as soon as I've looked at the slides. Oh, I better go before Dad makes a complete mess of the single wicket results board.
Well, thanks for coming over on a Sunday.
My pleasure.
How's Sheila?
Fine, I think. Pretty fired up about this planned Route B.
We all are. That's why we have to get organised.
You two have got your hands full, haven't you? What, with Open Farm Sunday and possibly sheep scab?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're used to dealing with problems on the farm, but the road threat... Well, that's new territory for us all.
Here you are, Jack. We sang one of your favourites today. All things bright and beautiful. Oh, and Lillian's here with me.
The flowers look lovely.
Chrysanthemums were his favourites. You must excuse me, dear. I usually have a little chat with him.
That's all right.
Makes me feel close to him. He may not have lived at home for the past few years, but I can talk to him in a way that nobody else can understand.
Oh, Mum.
I find it so comforting to come here.
Of course.
Oh, Lillian.
I'm sorry.
What's the matter?
It's nothing. It just reminds me.
What is it?
It's a year since... Since I lost a special friend.
Friend?
It doesn't... I mean, it can't compare to your feelings for Jack, but it still hurts.
I see.
I'm probably just being silly.
Not at all. Let's find a bench. I usually sit here. And we have a few quiet moments together.
That's nice.
So, what happened with your friend?
It was a heart attack. Quite unexpected. I always felt I didn't quite manage to say everything I'd like to have said.
It is hard when you miss someone deeply. Everything can seem... so bleak.
Yes, it can.
You know, the world moves so fast these days.
You're not wrong there.
Sometimes I feel like I'm being left behind.
We all feel like that.
And Jack's gone. Tom's on the other side of the world. Tony's barely speaking to me.
No, Mum.
Oh, I don't mean to burden you, Lillian.
You're not. That's why I'm here.
The truth is, without Jack to care for, life feels terribly empty.
Wednesday it is, then.
Alistair's confirmed it's scab.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing reading it here in black and white.
What's that?
This paragraph you've written about generations of archers working the land. Makes you realise we've been left quite a legacy.
We certainly have. And if it's okay with you, I'll take it to the printers tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. You know, you've done a really professional job.
Josh chose the photo. He took it from Lakey Hill on Easter Sunday.
It's like a postcard, isn't it? Brookfield looks... oh, so beautiful.
Well, Jill reckons the best advert for the farm is us and the work we do.
Well, let's hope we can carry on doing it. Oh, we can't live in a museum, I know that. We've got to have new roads and new infrastructure, but when they make plans and do surveys, why do they even consider tearing up good, fertile farmland? That's what the country needs most. What are they thinking?
What they think isn't our concern. It's how we react that counts. And we're not going to let it go. Not after everything this family's put into this farm. The Save campaign's only the beginning.
I just feel so powerless.
Well, maybe you should take another look at the route. See which other landowners are going to be affected and get in touch. It's not just us.
Well, we certainly need to get some momentum going.
What is it?
I'm worried, love.
Oh, David.
We've never had to face anything like this before.
We have to stay positive.
Yeah.
You said yourself, we've a legacy to protect. And a responsibility to all the archers who've worked this land for hundreds of years. We've been through so much ourselves. All those struggles, they've made us stronger.
Yes. Yes, they have.
Whatever's thrown at us, David, we're going to face it together.
The Mora! But you said you had 140 days.
That's the time limit set by the Soil Association, yes. But after Pat and I talked things over, we didn't see the sense in putting it off.
I've not even started the grieving process. Now you're expecting me to say goodbye.
Oh, sorry, Jazza, but it's all arranged.
So somebody's actually taking them away?
Yeah, they're off to market tomorrow morning.
This is a lot for a man to take in. I'm only just getting used to Tom not being here and now my girls are leaving.
It's no reflection on you, Jazza. Like I said before...
There you go, sweetheart.
We can't keep the pigs without Tom here to manage the operation.
Well, that's me doing the job centre then. I'll never make enough to staff the milk round.
Well, we are a man down and we could do with a hand filling veg boxes and driving the tractor. I can't promise you the same hours, but we'll do our best to give you as much work as possible.
Fair enough. A job's a job. So, the Mora's the end of Pigs on Bridge Farm, then?
Well, for now. Pat and I need to talk things through. The truth is, I want to focus on the beef.
Right.
In fact, I'm going to Gloucestershire later to check out a bull. Oh, excuse me. Oh, hello, David.
Oh, hi, Tony. I was wondering if I could drop in later on. I'd like to talk to you and Pat about this road route.
I've done the bottling up, Mum.
Oh, thanks.
Right.
Oh.
What's up?
Another application for the Midnight Walkers.
Ooh.
Here's a photo and all.
Ooh, let's have a look.
Ah! What's his shirt? Don't know.
Ooh, not exactly a candidate for torso of the week, is he?
I'll file him.
We've had a couple of blokes send in weird photos. Mm. At least this one's wearing trousers.
I do realise you're auditioning for band members, not strippers.
Yeah, more's the pity.
Mum, Kenton will hear you.
Oh, he won't care. Anyhow, he's on the computer.
Oh.
I've told him not to come downstairs until he's finished the questions for tonight.
Oh, yeah, Quizmaster, his big moment.
No, no, I've said I'm doing it again this time.
Huh.
He can manage the bar. You come in.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking forward to watching the matches, but I'm no expert on the history of the World Cup.
Well, you don't have to be. The quiz is all about the culture and customs of the countries taking part.
Yeah, I'll see.
It'd be a laugh. Mm. And Frida's making a traditional Brazilian dish of rice and beans.
You're not exactly selling it, Mum.
Oi! Frida's feijoada is going to be delicious. Anyhow, you could do the night out.
Perhaps.
Oh, we need to get a buzz going round the pub for the World Cup. Mm. I'm relying on you, Fallon. So you'd better be here.
Cheese and pickle, all right?
Yeah, nice.
I thought you could use a thermos of coffee for the journey.
Oh, thanks. Oh, Pat. Just take a look at these figures. We've lost so much because of the product recall.
Well, we expected that.
I've been thinking over what we said about Tom's business. Perhaps we could minimise damage by getting some organic pig meat in.
Well, do you think it's worth it?
Well, to keep the sausages going, well, yes, I reckon it is. And this way, Morris's hours will be protected until we decide what we want to do.
Well, I suppose we are still paying for the unit at Sawyer's.
Quite.
Okay, I'll look for possible sources this afternoon.
Good.
I still can't believe he gave up the Tom Archer brand name, though. He must have felt so lost.
No, I don't want any of us ever feeling like that again. Mm. Which is why we have to get back to our roots and make Bridge Farm fully organic again, no matter what anyone else says. Oh, look at the time. I'd better get going.
Oh, don't forget your lunch.
Oh, thanks, love. Hopefully, the bull will be just what I'm looking for.
I mean, filling up veg boxes and driving the tractor, why don't they just ask me to stick flowers in my hair or learn country dancing?
Oh, any new job takes getting used to, Jazza.
These hands were made for rearing animals. Dealing with flesh and blood, I'm a pigman, Linda.
Well, at least you avoided redundancy.
Oh, no.
What's happened?
Ed's let me down. We were supposed to be meeting up the night for the quiz. Says he's working late.
Oh.
Oh, I need news for England to win the World Cup.
Right, here you go.
Ta.
That's 2.50, please, Jess.
Oh, and my compliments to Frida on her feijoada.
Oh, I'll let her know.
You sorted a table for the quiz yet, Fallon?
No, Kenton asked me to collect glasses.
Cheers.
Never mind him. We could do with another team, so take a sheet. Jazzer. How do you fancy being on Fallon's side?
But...
You've twisted my arm.
Linda?
Oh, well, it does sound appealing, but I promised Leonie I'd spend the evening researching. She's asked me to come up with a short list of baby buggies.
Hilary Noakes has put in a team.
Oh.
Apparently one of her mates is a quiz demon.
Really?
Hmm? One junior brain of Britain at school or something.
Did she? That must have been quite some time ago.
Hi, Jolene. Pint of lager, please.
Oh, coming up, officer. It's nice to see you without your uniform on.
All right, Fallon.
Yeah, fine, thanks.
I'll get that table.
You know, after all, I think it would be churlish of me not to participate.
So, where do I sign up for the quiz?
There's a sheet. You put your team name up top. And the same on the picture sheet.
Oh, I'm a one-man band, I'm afraid.
Well, perhaps you'd like to join us, PC Burns.
Hang on. You know what they say about too many cooks?
The more brain power we can call upon, the better.
No, Jazza has got a point.
Count me in, Linda. Right. Anyone fancy another drink?
Oh, it's like the mega dairy all over again.
Well, I think this road poses a much greater threat, to be honest.
The planners don't seem to think things through.
No, that's the problem.
It's not just the noise and pollution from extra traffic. It'll destroy the whole character of the village.
Well, it'll be a disaster for Brookfield.
Of course. Oh. Oh. Tony's stuck on the motorway. He's not going anywhere.
Oh, well, I really just wanted to gauge where you're at, even though I know Bridge Farm isn't directly affected.
No, we certainly don't want to see Brookfield sliced in half. Whatever help you'd like, just let us know.
Oh, I appreciate it. Helen sent me a text as well, assuring me she's on site.
Oh, good.
Right, well, better get off. I said I'd meet Ruth in the pub. It's good to see you, and thanks again.
Don't worry, David, we're behind you. 100%.
Okay, we're on to the final question of the final round. Which country is directly north of Ghana?
Ah, I know this, and I know it.
You keep saying that.
I don't recall. They did it in geography. I'm sure it's...
Is Hilary Nokes Googling on her phone under the table?
I think it's her purse.
I reckon it's Togo.
Burkina Faso. Etched on my brain, that is.
I'd have said the Ivory Coast.
If no one's sure, Togo does feel right.
Because it is.
Right. Once you've finished, swap your quiz sheets with another table.
I'll get another round in.
Oh, thank you, Harrison. Fallon, you maybe could give him a hand?
He can manage.
Of course he can.
Well, he's been buying rounds all evening. It's the least you can do.
Hmm. Right.
Togo.
What'd you do that for?
I beg your pardon?
Send Fallon off with that Jessie.
She's only helping him carry the drinks.
I don't trust him.
But he's a police officer.
That's exactly my point.
Oh, I didn't have you down as a quiz fan, David.
Oh, no. Ruth and I thought we were coming in for a quiet drink.
Fat chance. Still, everyone's had fun.
Yeah.
And I rather enjoyed Frida's spicy rice dish. Best meal I've had all week. Right, can I buy you a drink?
Oh, no, thanks, no. We've got a bottle of red open.
Okay, is everyone ready for the answers?
Yes!
Here goes. Question one. What is the first line of the French national anthem?
Oh, that was just what I needed.
I'm not surprised after all the driving.
Shame about the bull, but I'd rather bide my time than make the wrong choice.
Absolutely.
More wine, love?
Not for me, no.
You okay?
Oh, to be honest, I'm worried about Helen.
When aren't we?
I'm serious, Tony. It's all round the village.
What is?
The engagement. Susan and Clary keep asking if there's going to be a party, whether there's a ring. And I've got nothing to say because there's this awful gulf between us and our daughter.
Well, that's not our fault.
I'm no fan of Rob's, but Helen's made her choice and he is going to be our son-in-law, whether we like it or not.
Helen's never been too worried about what we think.
She and Henry are all we've got left in Ambridge. If we want to smooth things over with her, we have to accept Rob.
And the official language of Algeria is Arabic.
Yes! What did Hillary's team put?
French.
I reckon that puts us neck and neck.
Oh, everything's riding on Togo.
What did they say?
Burkina Faso.
Oh, no.
And now, the final answer to the final question of the final round.
No.
The country to the north of Ghana is, of course...
Please say Togo. Please let it be Togo.
Burkina Faso! Oh.
What did I tell you?
Pipped at the post.
Oh, because you lot didn't trust me.
We won't know who's won until she's checked the scores.
Oh, no need. The chilling smile on Hilary Nokes' face speaks volumes.
So if we can have your sheets back, we'll announce the winner in a few minutes.
Right. I'll take them over.
Sorry, Jazza. I should have listened to you.
Aye, well, next time. Right, time to drown my sorrows. Same again.
Oh, yes, please.
I'll have an half, ta.
That was nice.
What?
Well, the way you apologised to him.
Well, I'm man enough to admit when I'm wrong.
Oh, I see. Well, that's good to know.
Cheers, Kenton.
And the winner of tonight's World Cup quiz is Team Nokes.
Are you okay, David? You seem rather subdued.
Oh, well, as okay as it can be with this road looming over my farm.
Well, let's hope they choose one of the others.
Yeah. If they go for Route B,
Brookfield is going to be mangled beyond recognition.
Yeah, well, I know, it's difficult. I mean, we're set to lose chunks of home, farm and the estate.
Yeah, well, that's why we've got to fight. We've got to stand united as a community.
Yeah, though I expect they'll be saying exactly the same in Penny Hassett. And Route C clips Edgeley.
Yeah, well, we can't afford to worry about them.
No, I just mean it's not all black and white, is it? Quite a few people argue it'll draw money into the area.
Brian, whatever money a new road brings won't compensate for the destruction it's going to cause. We're talking about our way of life, and it's not worth the sacrifice.
All right, you're clear up.
Can't you believe it?
Pity they got to be sold, Jazza, but needs must.
Bye, girls. Daddy will be thanking you.
It is sad to see them go.
I never thought it happened so fast, Pat.
Time to look to the future. We have to concentrate on the beef now.
Come on, let's walk back.
Did you buy that bull you went to see yesterday, Tony?
No, wasn't the confirmation I was looking for, especially round the back. Mm. I'll see better at the Borsetshire show in a couple of weeks.
I hear Freddie's showing a heifer again.
Oh, good for him.
Me and Ed are going in for the sheep shearing competition.
Excellent.
I've got to keep my hand in with some kind of livestock. Oh, well, suppose I better make a start on the veg. I'll see you later.
Once you've finished in the pack house, give me a shout. I'll be in the office.
All right.
Remember the day John bought his first four weeners?
Seems like a lifetime ago.
Wonder how he'd feel if he knew we'd let the pigs go.
A lot has changed since that day, Pat.
I suppose I've always found the pigs being here rather comforting. Gentle reminder.
All the more reason for us to get the farm in order so we got something to hand on.
Yeah. But who to? We haven't seen Helen for days.
Look,
we can't go on like this, Tony.
Okay, love. Point taken. Maybe it is time to build some bridges.
Poor Buddy. He's broken his arm. And he's got to wear a neck brace for a while.
Still sounds like a lucky escape.
Oh, not that lucky. More coffee, Lillian?
I wouldn't say no. Well, while Buddy's incapacitated, who's project managing your Albion?
Well, the two Steves seem to be working at a reasonably industrious pace.
Kitchen looks like a bomb site. If I'd realised you were still living like cave people, I'd have brought round more than a packet of biscuits. Oh, and how'd you cope with that horrible noise?
Oh, you get used to it. Brian's missing home-cooked food, though. Still, we're confident it'll be worth it in the end.
I'd hope so.
It's not so bad.
Rather you than me, darling.
Now, what about these catalogues?
Oh, yes. Well, I've seen the most gorgeous little sailor suit. See?
Oh, yeah, it's very sweet.
Linda emailed everyone a shortlist of baby buggies this morning. She wants feedback on three-wheelers and travel systems. I mean, as long as it moves, does anybody care?
Oh, let her get on with it. Ooh, these are nice. Well, they're very practical.
Well, if I'm going to compete with her llama wool blanket, I'm going to have to do better than a few sleep suits. Now, there's a fleecy deerstalker hat I like the look of. Here.
Oh, it's lovely, but...
A what?
Well, it might be more meaningful if you make something yourself.
Me?
Mm-hmm. A unique piece, impossible to replicate. Can you imagine Linda's face?
See what you mean. The trouble is, I can barely sew a button onto a shirt. I always take my repairs to the dry cleaner.
Well, you can knit, can't you? Mum taught us.
Well, I was never any good, was I? You were, though. Perhaps you could make something.
Look,
for me.
I'm far too busy, and anyway, the point is, you're the grandmother.
Thing is, knitting doesn't really float my boat.
Oh, well, I'll give you a hand and help you get started again. I'm sure I've got some four-ply lying about. Might even have a pattern for a newborn.
Well, I suppose there's no harm in having a go.
Oh, well, I'll go and find my needles.
If we're going to spend the afternoon knitting, can we at least get away from that dreadful racket? How do you fancy the pup?
Helen?
Oh, hi, Mum.
I was looking for you in the cheese room.
Oh, I must have been getting cleaned up. The latest batch of Borsetshire Blue is done at last. And now I have to get to organics.
Oh, honestly.
Everything all right?
It's Brian, asking if he can come and see the beef herd.
Why?
Well, the answer's in the next line. He's wondering if we've had lunch yet.
Yeah. Rob mentioned he's on the hunt for some home cooking.
Helen, wait.
Yeah, what is it?
Nothing, I just want to know how you are.
Well, to tell you the truth, I feel like a hamster on a wheel. It's non-stop at the shop. Natalia's doing her best, she can manage the till, but she's got no idea about the stock or deliveries. It's hardly a moment to breathe.
It sounds like it.
Luckily, Rob's very understanding, and Sarah's been a godsend picking up Henry.
You know, I don't seem to have any idea of your schedule these days.
What do you mean?
Well, we hardly see you.
Because I'm working round the clock.
When you lived at home, I at least knew where you were.
That was ages ago.
Oh, yes. Look, I didn't
When are you going to realise, Mum, I've left home? And I'm not coming back.
I'm sorry,
Don't worry about it.
Helen!
I'm not sure.
All you have to do is stick to the pattern. Oh, come on, Lillian. You weren't that bad at needlework.
I blocked it from my mind.
Well, trust me, if you commit to knitting the matinee jacket, you'll feel a huge sense of satisfaction.
What about the fiddly bits on the front?
Oh, well, those are what give the garment its character.
Because it can't take that long. The newborns are tiny, aren't they?
Now, here are your needles. And I found some lovely white wool. Isn't it beautiful?
Very soft.
And you remember how to cast on, don't you?
Refresh my memory.
Now, I find the best way to tie the knot is to wind the wool round your fingers.
Oh, Jazza, how are you?
I've had better weeks.
Why, what's happened?
Lillian, I'm trying to show you how
to... Pigs have gone.
Oh, yes, I heard.
I'm not ashamed to say I'll miss them. I'm going to be stuck mixing with vegetables all day when I'm knowing them built round.
That's no way to talk about my brother and his wife.
Lillian?
Yes, all right, Jenny. Be a love and go to the bar for me.
What do you want?
Well, mine's a Chardonnay, and get whatever Jenny's having and have one for yourself. Now, where's my purse?
Hi, Rob.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Oh, a bit frazzled, to be honest. Some of our stock records defy logic.
Oh, well, look, don't worry about that now. I've got some good news.
Go on.
Raf's covering for me this afternoon. Says he owes me one.
Oh?
Now, remember I gave him a morning off to sort out his passport?
Mm.
Well, anyway, I'm in the pub, and I thought you might fancy joining me for a sneaky afternoon drink.
Oh, I'd love to, darling, but I'm going to be here till quite late.
Why's that?
We've had a problem with a supplier. Haven't had any condiments in for weeks. Kirsty was dealing with them, and the email trail she left doesn't make any sense.
I see.
I don't understand. She's always been so conscientious. Sorry I can't get away. There's nothing I'd like more than to spend an afternoon away from this chaos.
Do you need me to get Henry from nursery?
It's kind of you, but Sarah's picking him up. Besides, Henry's adamant he's going to play with Rowan today. He's heard about her new trampoline.
Right, so what time will you be back?
Not sure. Oh, we've got a customer. Better go.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, mate.
Oh, hello.
I was wondering, is there any work on Beryl Farm?
Not at the moment, no.
It's just if anything does come up, I've got decent references. You know Pat and Tony, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I'm like family to them. Legend goes that Bridge Farm had fall apart without me.
Really?
I'm a good worker, so keep me in mind, wouldn't you?
Yep, sure.
You look like you could do with a hand the other day.
What are you talking about?
I saw you giving out leaflets for Open Farm Sunday. Outside the supermarket in the car park. He didn't look too happy about it.
If you'll excuse me, I've got a few calls to make.
That's it. You're doing really well.
I think I'm getting the hang of it.
I told you, it's like riding a bike. You're back on the saddle, as it were.
This might not be too bad. I mean, I can always stick a box set on, throw in a large D&T, and it
It's not a bad way to spend an evening.
Have you dropped a stitch?
No, it doesn't matter, does it? You're making me nervous.
Well, you can't leave it. Keep on unravelling. You'll get a hole. Well, you'll have to undo it.
The whole thing?
You can't leave it like that.
Here, ladies.
Oh, at last.
One orange juice and one large white wine.
Stay close, Jazza. I may need refills.
In you go, Henry.
I'm in the kitchen.
10 minutes of toys, then it's bath time, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Henry.
Hello, darling.
Hi, I thought you were going to be late.
Oh, I forgot Sarah was going out, so I needed to pick him up earlier than usual. I had to close the shop. And then I got stuck in traffic.
You should have called me, I'd have got him.
No, he was fine. Sarah didn't mind. Something smells good.
Oh, Helen, I feel awful. I only bought one steak.
Oh.
Well, I didn't think you'd be back yet. I assumed you'd eat at the shop.
No, it's fine.
No, it isn't. I'll tell you what, you have this.
It was so sweet, but I'm not denying you your supper. I'll easily rustle up something for myself.
You sure?
I insist.
Oh, I just realised I didn't get any vegetables.
Well, I'll make a salad. Won't take me 2 minutes.
Thanks, darling. So how was the rest of the afternoon?
Well, things went from bad to worse.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I rang the supplier, so all our jams and chutneys were arriving at the end of the week.
Well, at least that's crossed off the list.
Yeah, but then I noticed one of the freezers is playing up. Can't find where Kirsty left the service record.
Typical Kirsty. Maybe you got too reliant on her. It's tricky working with friends.
I used to think we were such a good team.
Well, I'm very cross with her for causing you so much stress.
Mm. Oh, I can't wait for Anya to come back.
Looking at the state of my dinner, nor can I.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rob.
Don't be silly. You've got a lot on. And I'm quite happy to fend for myself. Once in a while.
Hi, Dom.
Oh, hi, David.
Hi. You got a minute?
We're
having our first committee meeting tomorrow. I'm trying to talk to everyone affected by Route B before we get together.
Oh, can I just sling a couple more crates on the back?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Mum's doing Greenbury Market this afternoon.
Ah. Nice looking strawberries.
Oh, we're doing okay so far. How's things at Brookfield?
Oh, well, on top of getting ready for Open Farm Sunday, suddenly we got sheep scab.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Alistair's coming over later to go through the flock. Just what we needed.
Oh, yes. Especially with the spectre of Route B in the background.
Well, that's just it. I know that only a small part of this place is under threat, but do you really want a main road that close?
No way. And I hate to think of the damage it'll do at Brookfield.
So you're with us?
Well, yeah, I am.
You don't sound convinced.
Oh, David, I don't want Route B any more than you do, but remember how hard some of us fought against the mega dairy? Now Barrow Farm is a fully fledged part of the Ambridge landscape.
Yeah, that was different. The road will completely tear our place up.
Yeah, I know.
You'll take a hit. And other farms are going to be badly affected outside Ambridge.
I'm certainly not saying I'm for it. I'd much rather they go for A or C, but maybe a new road's inevitable.
Inevitable?
There's a lot of pressure building for it.
Well, that doesn't mean to say we shouldn't fight it.
No, I know you're right. But you've certainly got a tough opponent in Justin Elliott. Have you heard the latest from the estate?
No.
Charlie's employed a PR person for Open Farm.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
To ensure they get the correct message across to the public.
I've heard it all now.
Well, maybe we've got to come to terms with a wave of change. Charlie's always banging on about the benefits of progress.
Does he ever talk about what's right?
Oh, hello.
Rob, I thought I'd catch Helen before she takes Henry to nursery.
Well, they've already left, I'm afraid. She wanted to make an early start. See, no car.
Oh, I should have realised. Do you know if she's going straight to organics?
Yeah, she's up to her eyes.
Well, I'm sorry to bother you.
Pat, if you're going to the shop, would you mind dropping off some paperwork? Helen just sent me a text asking me to bring it in, and it's one errand I could do without. Got a busy day ahead, and you'd be doing me a huge favour.
All right.
Well, come in for a minute, and I'll find it.
Okay.
Sorry about the mess. Henry hasn't quite mastered the art of tidying up his toys.
Yeah, always too interested in the next thing.
That toolbox is the current favourite. You can usually find him drilling one of the table legs.
It's very homely in here.
Oh, that's down to Helen. I've no eye for decor. There was hardly a picture on the walls before she and Henry moved in.
That's a lovely photo of them both.
Ah, yes, one of my finer moments behind the camera.
They look so vibrant.
Yeah, we went to a fun day in the park a few weekends ago. Henry had the time of his life. Ah.
Did Henry draw this?
Yes, it's supposed to be us in the garden.
He could barely hold a pencil a couple of months back.
Oh, he's quite the artist these days. Here's the stuff for Helen. She says she needs it today.
Sure. So, Helen's all right?
Yeah, fine. Struggling to cope with the mess at the shop, though, since Kirsty left her in the lurch. Juggling work and Henry's not easy.
Maybe Tony and I could lend a hand.
Oh, well, that'd be really helpful. Helen needs a break.
We haven't had Henry to ourselves for ages.
Any chance of Friday evening? Only if you're free, that is.
Oh, yes, we are. I could pick him up from nursery.
Oh, I'll let Helen know. She'll be delighted.
Thanks. Well, I'll let you get on.
Sure. Good to see you.
Sorry to drag you over.
It's all right, Charlie.
It just seems simpler. And I was coming to Barrow Farm anyway, and Rob's office is free.
Well, that's as good a place to meet as any.
Thanks, Adam. Now, there was a couple of things, really.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate your focus will be on strawberries while you settle your pickers, but we're not going to be overstretched on the estate, are we?
Overstretched?
We can't have everything grinding to a halt when Jeff goes home for his tea.
Oh, no, no, no. It's under control.
Good.
I've got a student starting next week, so there should be more than enough cover.
OK. And the other thing. Have you seen this?
No.
Take a look.
Interesting.
Have you been to the cereals event before?
Not for a couple of years.
It's worth the trip. More than just free beers and gawping at tractors.
Sure.
And they're running a couple of good sessions on precision farming.
Sounds right up your street.
Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Helen.
Mum?
I've brought the extra yoghurts you wanted. Thought I'd save you a trip.
You didn't have to.
Not a problem. Might take some pressure off your day.
Thank you.
Are you on your own?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Natalia was helping out.
No, not today. She works part-time at her mother-in-law's salon as well.
Shall I put these in the fridge?
I'll give you a hand.
To be honest, it's nice to get away from the dairy for half an hour.
Really?
Yeah, Clary's been going on and on about Charles Aznavour all week.
Oh, yeah. How was the concert?
A dream come true. Eddie pulled out all the stops in London.
Ah, I'm glad she enjoyed herself.
Yeah. It's important for a couple to have some time on their own once in a while.
You and Dad can have a night out any time you like.
I wasn't talking about us. Hasn't Rob said anything?
Rob?
Oh, I nearly forgot. Here you are.
How did you get those?
Rob asked me to drop them off. I went over to Blossom Hill this morning. I wanted to see you, but you'd left. And he and I got talking.
What did you say to him?
Nothing. He was telling me how frantic things have been. And your father and I want to offer our support, that's all. See if we can lighten the load on you both.
Oh.
Rob said it might help if we have Henry on Friday.
He hasn't mentioned it.
Well, I suppose he's been busy at work. I thought you'd be pleased.
I am. Thank you. That's kind.
All done. Are you going to the SAVE meeting tomorrow morning?
Oh, I didn't realise it was on.
Linda emailed around Robin. I know David's keen to get the ball rolling. We've got quite a fight on our hands.
I haven't had time to check my inbox, Mum. Probably won't have time now. So much to do here. You seem to have made a lovely home at Blossom Hill, Helen.
Yeah. It's cosy.
Look, I know we haven't always seen eye to eye on the subject of Rob. But we want you to be happy, and we do respect your choice.
Thanks.
Right then. Shall I put the box in the recycling?
Oh, please.
Bye then.
Bye, Mum.
You've reached Rob Titchener. Leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
And I dressed the grass that we cut for silage last month.
Well, let's pray the weather stays good.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Barrow Farm, Charlie Thomas speaking.
Oh, hi. This is Helen Archer, Rob's partner.
Right. How you doing?
Fine, thanks. Is Rob around?
Sorry, no. He's taken off for the afternoon.
Oh?
Some personal errand.
Personal?
He said it was important. Try his mobile.
Yeah, I will. Thanks. Bye.
Bye now. I don't see what's so urgent that it can't wait till after work.
Well,
my home life shouldn't impact on professional time. Rob was half an hour late the other day because he had to drop his kid off at nursery.
Compassionate soul, aren't you?
Why is his wife ringing the office in the first place? Got a mobile, hasn't he?
She's not actually his wife yet. And for your information, Helen is my cousin.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Yeah, I'd go as far as to say she's my favourite cousin.
I should have guessed. Every other person's your cousin around here.
Slight exaggeration, Charlie. So, are we done?
I think so, yeah. Oh, so what do you reckon to the cereals event, then?
I wouldn't mind checking it out.
Be good to hear the speakers in the Global Innovation Session.
Yeah. I was planning to see how work goes, but the pickers seem to be on top of the strawberries and the maize is looking promising.
I reckon with a student lined up, you can afford a day away from the farm.
Oh, do you?
Let's go together. Hopefully get some inspiration for the future. Might not be a bad idea to take some time out before harvest kicks in.
Okay. You're on.
Out like a light.
Nursery definitely tires him out.
He teaches as he spends every minute he can, launching himself around the playground.
Oh, Henry loves being on the go. Oh, aren't you going to finish your spaghetti?
Oh, no, I can't. It was much more filling than I thought.
Well, I thought it was delicious, thank you.
Only a simple carbonara.
No, it doesn't matter. You know, this is my favourite time of the day, sitting down with you after a long, hard slog at the dairy.
Is it?
Yep. Okay if I finish the wine?
Go ahead. So, how was work?
Oh, same as usual. Raph, Becky and I went through some yield stats with the vet. He had some new thoughts about improving performance.
It's nothing out of the ordinary, then?
If only.
Mum popped into the shop at lunchtime. She said she'd called round earlier.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I meant to say. She was looking for you. Did you get the invoices or whatever it was?
Yes, thanks.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot to mention it. My mind's turned to putty. I've been staring at spreadsheets for so long.
Stuck in the office all day?
Yes.
Oh.
It was nice to see her, actually. We had a little chat. Hopefully she's starting to realise that I'm not the ogre who stole the princess from the tower.
She doesn't think that. Now Tom's in Canada, I expect the last thing she wants is a rift in the family.
Nobody wants a rift, Helen.
So, what's this about her babysitting on Friday?
Well, we were talking about how manic things have been and, well, I thought it'd be nice for us to have an evening on our own.
That would be lovely.
Yeah, we could go out for dinner.
Possibly. Or I could cook something special. How about an evening in, just the two of us?
Sounds like my kind of night.
You don't have to go elsewhere to enjoy yourself, Rob.
No.
Then it's a date.
Let
Linda, since I'm having to sit in as chair for Shula, are you happy to take minutes?
Well, I do have a rather substantial piece of information to share with you.
Oh, OK.
Jennifer, would you mind?
Oh, no, not at all. Pass me the pad, would you?
Yes, excuse me, David. There's a pen there.
Thank you.
OK, well, let's make a start. Good morning, everyone. And thank you so much for coming to our first official committee meeting of Save Am Vale Environment. It's great to see so many of you and to know that there's so much unity in the village.
Absolutely.
First and foremost, apologies from Shula, who simply can't get away from work. And thanks to Linda and Robert for letting us use their home. And also to Jennifer for setting up the Save Campaign website.
Well, I'll make sure it's regularly updated.
Thank you. Now, as I've already told some of you, I am putting together a list of the farmers and landowners who'd be affected by Route B, with a view to asking them to write short reports outlining the financial and emotional consequences of the road plan.
Yes, we need to connect with as many interested parties as possible.
Absolutely. And once I've collated these, I will create a fact sheet which will illustrate the overall cost to local farming. And obviously, I'll liaise with the NFU over that.
Mm. Yeah. Well, sounds like a very good start.
Linda, you mentioned you had some news.
Yes, I do. Well, I took it upon myself to do some digging around regarding these proposals, and I discovered this scheme was first mooted 6 years ago. But the finance has only recently come together. Major portions of the funding are coming from the Department of Transport and the...
And from the County Council.
Yes, the County Council, thank you. However, about 5% of the finance is from Hascor, another company owned by Justin Elliott.
Really?
Oh, that man spreads his tentacles everywhere.
Each of the three route options has major industrial or business developments linked with it. Borchester, for example, will be transformed.
As will Hollerton, I should imagine.
Exactly. However, Route B also has a service area attached.
A service area?
With a plan to locate it about 3 miles from Ambridge. Oh,
do you have any details?
Oh, yes. They want to build a petrol station, a cafe and a shop. Oh. Not to mention rest areas and, of course, a car park.
Can you imagine the congestion? The village will become little more than a stopgap on a motorway.
I spoke to the farmer who owns the land and he told me Hascor has an option to buy the key 25 acres.
Oh.
Seems as though Mr. Elliott is one of the major drivers of the whole scheme.
He must have set this up years ago.
I'm afraid so.
Steve, it's Brian here. As I said in my other messages, I need to talk to you urgently about the new sink. I've asked your colleague Steve, and he says he knows nothing. He's insistent that you're my man. This is simply not good enough. Now, can you please call me back as soon as you get this? Goodbye.
What are you shouting about, Brian?
I'm trying to get hold of little Steve. Big Steve's upstairs, and he doesn't know where he's gone.
Perhaps he's on a break.
Still? He went for breakfast 2 hours ago.
There's no need to get so het up.
No need? Have you seen this?
Oh, yes.
Well?
I think it's rather beautiful.
It's a kitchen sink, Jenny, not the hay wain. I mean, what I'd like to know is, what's the difference between this and the one they unplumbed last week?
Oh, I don't expect you to understand subtleties of taste.
Enlighten me.
Well, the other sink was a butler's sink. And this is a Belfast sink.
Yep, they look identical.
Oh, to you, yes. The distinction is... Well, I've told you, it's something to do with the overflow. Oh, Kingsley explained it.
Don't talk to me about that, maniac. I mean, you see, the problem is, there's nobody here to supervise little and large.
Because of poor Buddy's accident.
Well, at least when he was here, there was someone to talk to. But Steve and Steve seem to be making it up as they go along.
Kingsley's in touch with them both on a daily basis.
I can't see any progress.
Well, it's going to take time, darling. The Albion is a massive undertaking.
I just want things back the way they were.
Well, I don't. Would you like some coffee?
No, thanks. Have you been out for breakfast?
Oh, Well, sort of. Linda put on a bit of a spread for the meeting.
Oh, yes. I expect everyone enjoyed a bit of progress bashing, didn't they?
Well, passions are running quite high. And David mentioned he might come and see you later.
Well, why me?
Oh, what's he doing up there?
Oh, he's rewiring the electrics for the extractor fan and the cooker hood, apparently.
Well, seems to be getting louder.
Oh, he said he'd take the floorboards up to gain access to the ceiling.
Oh, I see.
God, oh, great!
Oh, no! Oh.
Wonderful. A rigger boot through the middle of the ceiling.
Steve? Steve, are you all right?
Good morning, Lillian.
Oh, hello, Linda.
Can I help?
I'm looking for the chocolate biscuits Matt likes. Anthea pointed out we're running short in the office.
Try the middle shelf, to the right.
Oh, thanks, yes. You're not at Grey Gables today?
No, I swapped my shift. You see, I was hosting the first save committee this morning. £1.25, please.
Oh, yes, Jenny said she was going. There you are.
Thank you.
Frankly, I can't get excited. And if you ask me, a new road might inject just the pizzazz this village needs.
Yes, well, we'll have to agree to differ on that subject. Your change.
No problem.
Oh, and Lillian, I haven't had your response about baby buggies.
Well, it's up to Leonie, isn't it?
We are the grandparents-to-be, and I'm sure it would be reassuring for Leonie and James to receive our input.
I'll have a look sometime.
By the way, she's still ecstatic about the llama wool blanket I made.
Is she?
Yes. She described it as a one-off item imbued with love. Something the little one might keep forever.
Well, as I said, I'm knitting something for the baby myself at the moment.
Oh, I know you said homemade, but knitting you?
Yes. He is going to be my first grandchild.
What is it?
Well, it's a surprise. Let's just say it's a unique piece, impossible to replicate.
I didn't realise you were so skilled with your hands.
I've many hidden talents, Linda. Bye.
Bye.
I need to see you, pronto.
This isn't a good time. We've had a slight disaster in the kitchen.
Never mind that. This is an emergency.
Brian.
Afternoon. Jenny said you might be coming over.
Yep. Did she tell you about this morning's meeting? And Justin's other company?
Ah, yes.
It was quite a shock finding out about that.
Yeah, I could imagine.
I wondered if you knew much about Haskell.
No. Oh, I don't really know the half of what Justin gets up to, I'm afraid. We exchange niceties at BL board meetings, but his other interests are not my concern.
Right. And he's never talked about the road, then? Or Haskell?
No, I don't think so. Not specifically.
Oh, well.
Although, to be honest, I was beginning to have one or two suspicions.
Oh, why?
Well, after the BL takeover, I was trying to make sense of it all. I started to think perhaps it was part of a bigger picture.
Elliot's obviously been planning to be involved with the road for years. I mean, if you even had an inkling you should have raised the alarm, we could have got organised much earlier.
Well, to an extent. But from my own experience, it seems to me what Justin wants, he gets.
Yeah, and if he gets Route B, I suppose the estate will do pretty well out of it, and so will you.
That's completely incidental.
What, even if it means a nightmare for Ambridge?
There are three possible routes, David, and only one will be built, so we might not even be affected.
No, we have to assume the worst, and we have to fight Haskell with everything we've got.
David.
Elliot's flashy PR might work for Open Farm Sunday, but there's no press release or marketing campaign that's going to fool us about Route B. Will you tell him that? Will you? The next time you exchange niceties.
David!
So, what do you think?
Oh, Lillian. It's appalling.
Break it to me gently, why don't you?
Sorry, but you must admit it does look very odd. Look, you keep losing stitches.
And I can't help it.
You're going to have to undo it all and start from scratch.
Oh, not again.
What are you two doing here?
Oh, well, Steve's still replastering the ceiling, so we thought we'd get out of the way until it's done. How about you?
Man needs to eat, Jenny. Right, look, can I get you anything from the bar?
No, I'm fine, Brian.
No, thanks. Do you know, I think the renovation's starting to wear him down.
I'm not surprised. I mean, that dreadful noise is still ringing in my ears and you both have to live with it.
The whole thing's proving to be rather more arduous than I'd anticipated.
Well, that's builders for you, darling.
And I haven't told Brian yet, but there's going to be a further slight delay because one of the Steves made a mistake when he measured the units.
Naughty Steve.
There's nowhere for the integrated wine fridge to fit.
Oh, what a calamity. Brian, what would you say this was?
Tea cosy?
Supposed to be a matinee jacket.
What's that?
Look, follow the pattern to the letter, Lillian, and you'll be fine.
So you keep saying. Matt? What? Look, I can't hear you. Hang on, I'm just going outside.
What are you having for lunch then, darling?
Lamb shanks.
Oh, nice.
I got collared on my way here by Helen.
Oh?
She wanted to know if Rob was working on the estate yesterday afternoon. How should I know?
Why doesn't she ask him herself?
Well, I'm clearly regarded as the wise man of the village. I've just had David trying to pump me for information.
Oh, about Justin?
Poor chap's in quite a state. He got a bit snippy.
Brookfield's under threat. He's bound to be emotional.
Emotional is acceptable. Irrational is not. Anyway, it's got me thinking about you and the Save Committee. In my view, you ought to stand down.
Whatever for?
It puts me in a very compromising position.
How?
Working alongside Justin for BL.
But Ambridge is my home. I mean, our home. And if Route B goes ahead, it'll destroy a great deal that's good about the village. Look, Brian, you may be happy to be a pariah in this community, but I'm certainly not.
It won't reflect very well on me in Justin's eyes.
Oh, all that man cares about is making money. And people round here are prepared to fight for what they believe in. And so am I.
Shula?
Morning.
You were up and about very early. I didn't even hear you get out of bed.
Oh, we've had a couple of cancellations, so I wanted to make sure the livery horses got their exercise.
Ah, Megan seems happy enough.
I'm just going to pick her hooves, and then I'll make a start on cleaning the house.
It's fine.
I want everything to look nice for Dan when he gets back.
After what they're putting him through at Sandhurst, I doubt he'll be that bothered.
No, probably not. But I don't want him to be worried about anything this weekend other than relaxing.
What time are you picking him up from the station?
I'm not sure. Depends what time they finish. He's going to text me from the train.
Well, I'll see him later on this evening.
Shame you couldn't change your plans. I'm sure Dan would like to see us both when he arrives.
I know it's bad timing, but the conference has been in the diary for months, and I don't get nearly enough opportunities to network.
Yes, you said.
Anyway, tell Dan I can't wait to hear all about life as a cadet.
Will do.
Bye.
Helen, this is a nice surprise.
Hi. Natalia's holding the fort, so I decided to stock up before the weekend rush. Do you mind if I take some carrots and spring onions for tonight?
You don't need to ask.
Oh, thanks.
I assumed you'd be going out.
No, I fancied cooking something out of the ordinary. Oh, aren't the courgette flowers gorgeous?
Yes, beautiful.
You'll have to show Henry.
Oh, I will. Your dad and I can't wait to see him. I'd like to pick him up early, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, fine.
I'm making his favourite cottage pie. Oh, and he can come and pick his own vegetables with Tony. He likes rummaging around the polytunnel.
He won't want to leave.
You know he's always welcome.
Thanks for all the effort you're putting in, Mum.
It's no trouble. And I hope you both enjoy yourselves this evening.
Yeah, it'd be good to have a chance to talk and find out what each other's been up to. Right, I think that's everything.
I'll come with you to the car.
Oh, okay.
After you.
Oh, is it all right if I call in later? There's a recipe in your Italian kitchen book I'd like to check.
Be my guest.
Dan, over here.
Mum.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, I can't believe I'm really home.
Oh, well, I'm very glad you are.
Oh, there was a rumour going round that we might not be able to have the weekend off.
Oh, why ever not?
Well, we thought we might have fallen short in our verbal knowledge test.
Oh.
But then we found out they tell the cadets the same thing every year. Bit of a Sandhurst myth, supposedly.
Oh, it's so good to see you, darling.
You too. Shall I stick this in the boot?
Oh, I'll do it.
No, it's all right.
You look very fit. Like you're standing taller somehow.
Am I?
Come on, let's go. How was the journey? You must be tired.
Train was easy. Oh, I am shattered, though. We had a brutal session in the gym this afternoon.
Oh. Are you getting used to the early mornings?
Just about.
So, is Sandhurst all you expected?
Yeah, sort of. Well, there's hardly any time to think because it's all so relentless.
Certainly sounds like that from your emails.
No, I mean it in a good way. We're learning so much. There's always loads going on. I told you about the combat camping, didn't I?
Oh, yes. You said you were pleased you managed to stay awake through sentry duty.
Yeah. Then there's admin, cleaning, polishing, suit inspections. All pretty full on.
Oh, well, you can put it all to one side for a couple of days. Now, is there anything special you'd like to do this weekend?
Sleep.
I bet.
No, I'll see my mates at some point. Oh, and I'm up for the single wicket. Did Dad put my name down?
He did. And everyone's looking forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Cool. It'll be good to get some rest. I need to be in good shape for next week.
Next week?
Exercise long reach. We do a timed route over the Black Mountains.
Right.
Oh, and it's Old College Sunday in a fortnight. You are coming down to have a look around, aren't you?
Oh, we'll be there, don't you worry. Now, let's get you home. There's a beef Wellington waiting for you in the oven.
Brilliant.
How's Henry doing?
Playing football with Tony. He started to aim the ball quite well.
That's Rob's influence. They're always having a kick about in the garden.
Ah.
I hope he settles tonight.
Try not to worry about Henry. Concentrate on having a nice evening.
I'll do my best. Mum, can I borrow the truffle oil? If I mix it with some parsley, it should give the chicken just the right amount of zing.
Help yourself.
Thanks. Mmm, smells amazing.
You are pushing the boat out, aren't you?
Well, Rob's been working very hard. I think he deserves a delicious meal.
You're working hard too, Helen.
What do you mean?
Well, you're a partnership. One of you isn't any more tired than the other.
I wasn't suggesting that. Look, I just want to make my fiancé a lovely supper. I want him to be content. Is that all right?
Of course.
I'll go and say bye to Henry.
Oh, Mum, that was the business.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It's a shame Dad couldn't be here.
Yes.
I can't wait to see him. What time's he due back?
Shouldn't be long. Shall I fetch you another beer?
No, no. If I have another one, I'll fall asleep at the table.
You are really exhausted, aren't you?
Yeah. But it's worth it. I mean, I do love it there. It feels like I'm part of something bigger. Something meaningful.
Right.
Did I tell you we went to Brookwood Cemetery the other day?
No.
It was really moving. It reminds you of what's at stake, you know. How much soldiers are prepared to sacrifice. I mean, that's the reality, isn't it?
Not for you. Not yet, I hope.
Well, I've filled out my will.
Well, you've made a will?
Yeah. A standard procedure.
You didn't say.
Oh, it's just part of the job.
But you're only 19.
But we all had to do it. I guess at Sandhurst we have a different mindset.
You're really not a boy anymore, are you?
What are you talking about? I've been an adult for ages.
No, what I mean is you're turning into a man right here before my eyes.
Well, that's what being a cadet's all about.
Yes, I can see.
and I am very proud of you.
Would you like a top-up?
Thanks.
Oh, that meal was stunning. I reckon I'm quite a lucky man.
Do you think so?
Oh, yes. And we've got a lion to look forward to in the morning. Mm. I doubt life gets much better than this.
It'll be nice to wake up and not have to play with a fire engine.
Well, let's make the most of it. We'll both have to make an early start on Sunday.
The open farms have kept you busy all week, hasn't it?
Oh, you can say that again.
I suppose you've needed to do a lot of preparations away from the office.
Well, not really. Charlie keeps me strapped to my desk these days.
Does he?
Yeah. He's determined that Open Farm Sunday shows us off in the best possible light. We're all under strict instructions to smile like we mean it.
I can understand him wanting it to be a success.
If you ask me, he's worried he's bitten off more than he can chew. He even told me to be prepared to run a few errands tomorrow.
You're going to be out again? It's your day off.
Guy's a control freak. Anyhow, it shouldn't take too long, and I'm sure it won't interfere with our lion.
If you say so.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
So, where is he?
Dan's absolutely wiped out. He went to bed half an hour ago.
Oh, that's a shame. I'll have to catch him tomorrow, then.
There's some beef Wellington on the side, in case you're hungry.
Oh, thanks. It's a bit late now, I think. So, how does he seem?
Well, quite different from 5 weeks ago. He's definitely grown up. It does sound like he's in his element down there, though.
Oh, but he's pleased to be home.
Oh, yes. We had a good chat, and he gobbled up his dinner. Said he's excited about the single wicket on Sunday.
Excellent. Oh, that reminds me. Have you spoken to Nick about the barbecue?
Nick and I know what we're doing. It's the same old routine as every other year, isn't it?
Sure.
How was your conference?
Very interesting. We were bombarded with facts and figures. Oh, I met a couple of vets who are planning to set up a new practice on the other side of Borsetshire. We said we'd keep in touch.
Well, I'm glad it was worth it. Right, I'm off to bed.
Shula, I'm sorry I wasn't here earlier.
It's fine, really. Good night. I love this song.
Me too. You all right, darling? You've been a bit quiet these last couple of days.
I'm fine. Maybe a bit tired. It's been a long week.
Well, try and relax now.
Yeah.
I'm glad your parents could have Henry this evening.
Yes, that worked out well.
Because I wanted to...
What?
I wanted to give you this.
Oh, my goodness, what is it?
Well, open the box and you'll find out.
Oh, Rob. This is... I don't know what to say.
Aren't you going to try it on?
Rob, it's absolutely... I love it.
You're positive. I had to sneak one of your rings away from your dressing table to get the right size.
I had no idea.
Went to see my old mate Jeremy in Birmingham on Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah, told Charlie it was important.
Right.
Helen?
I don't think I've met Jeremy.
Oh, he deals in precious stones. I told him what I wanted, and this is what he came up with. 3-stone emerald cut set in platinum.
It's the most stunning ring I've ever seen.
So, now we're engaged. Properly engaged. Are you sure you're happy?
I've never been happier than I am at this moment. Oh, it's perfect.
It's no less than you deserve, my darling. I want everything to be perfect for you. Always.
Oh, Rob. Thank you.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.